Hello, everybody, and welcome to a very new, very different, very, I don't know, version of the Right Reality Podcast. My name is Steven. I still think it is. And that's Mixie.
I'm Mixie. We are trying some new things out. We are in a challenge lull right now. So we thought, fuck it. Let's try and do a bunch of new things. Can I cuss this early in the...
Well, too late now, because I don't want to edit that. So, congratulations. New record for cursing, I think, on The Right Reality. The number one just continues to, like, fill all the holes in your life.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, a hole is a hole, and we will fill it. A hole that we won't fill.
That's the new name. That's the new tagline for the show.
I love
that. We should put it on the logo. There's not a hole we won't fill.
I think that's the name of this episode.
It is. Clickbait City, we got you. We've locked you in. And now you're getting ready for a very new version of the Right Reality Podcast. We have some different type of segments we're going to talk about. This isn't going to be focused on a show or anything specific like that. We're just going to chat. And it's just going to be more like what we talk about at work and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so you'll get to enjoy all of that. So I haven't seen you in less than 24 hours. How are you?
You know, I'm living life. It's this crazy thing that happens when I'm not at work. I have like happiness a little bit, and it's kind of like wild, but it only happens for about 2 days. So it doesn't overwhelm me too much, because by the time I'm back at work, I'm like, oh, everything sucks. So it's fine. You know?
I'm sure that's not relatable to anybody who's listening to right now. Everybody's like, what? That's crazy. How dare you say some insane things like that?
Yeah, but I know that you last weekend had a wild weekend, and I know a little bit about it, but then we agreed for you to not tell me everything so that we could talk about it on the pod, and I've been dying to know. So please tell me and all of the hotties what you did, and we could discuss.
I went speed dating last weekend, boys and girls. Your boy went speed dating. Your boy was like, let's try something new. I'm going to try to show off my personality in a different way. It's not just going to be a picture you could swipe right or swipe left on. We're just giving you the personality right in your face, and then you can take it or leave it. And I will start by saying a friend of mine was going to come with me. The female ticket sold out before the male ticket sold out. So she said, have a good time. You can't back out now. I go, great. Thanks a lot. Appreciate that.
That's a good friend.
Great friend.
Shout out her.
She's a great friend. She meant very well, but the female tickets were already sold out. So I'm in my head going like, I mean, more ladies for Steve, obviously. This is a great situation.
Yeah, that sounds like a win.
Big W in my book, as far as I'm concerned right now. And so I went, I dressed up, I put slacks on, long pants on, which if you know anything about me,
I didn't think you owned Denny, so this is exciting news. I've seen you in jeans once, and I had a jump scare, so I'm pumped that you were wearing slacks. That meant business, my friend. You went in there on a mission.
And I had dress shoes on, so...
Holy shit, are you okay?
No, I'm not. I'm not. Mentally, no. So I dressed up, I went in there, you get a little name badge. And they stick the name badge on you, which I thought was interesting that I didn't put it on myself. I was like, oh, you didn't ask for consent. Excuse me. And then I was like, okay, let's get going. And I'm looking around. First of all, I thought speed dating, just a bunch of tables, right?
Was that not what it was?
There were zero tables. We were at a bar, and it was just all around the edge of the bar. Like, there's the regular bar, and then on the side, there's like railings where like you could put drinks. So all the stations were set up there. I'm expecting to sit down and then get up and move to the next table, like as you see in movies and television.
Yeah,
shows.
That's literally the only thing I knew about speed dating. And now you're telling me it's a lie.
It's an absolute bold-faced lie that Hollywood has been serving you.
Classic Hollywood.
Unbelievable Hollywood. So disgusting. I'm there looking around, seeing no tables, but seeing a lot of numbers of like areas to go to. And then I'm looking and I go, there doesn't appear to be a whole lot of ladies here. There appears to be a lot of men. Almost.
Oh, no.
Too many men, as far as I'm concerned. Now, before you think I went to gay speed dating, let me tell you, incorrect. I knew that's where some of you psychopaths were heading. I did not go to a gay speed dating.
Okay, but that would have made this story a lot funnier.
It would have. I should have just pretended like I went to gay speed dating. And I'm like, And then the person comes over the little speaker thing and goes, we're just going to wait on a few more ladies to show up at this point, guys. We're just going to hold off for about another 5-10 minutes. Give them a chance to be here. Guess what? They didn't show.
That's so fucked.
5 to 6 women just paid and didn't show up. So now we have a full-on sausage party at speed dating.
Hell yeah. I like that. Let's go.
Great for Mix. Bad for Steve. So you log into a website, and I'm looking at the website, and it shows you which tables you're going to go to, and you're moving all around the bar. And I'm looking. I have 5 to 6 breaks because there's not enough women.
Ugh.
There's 16 rounds. 5 of them were breaks.
How long are the rounds?
That's a great question. I don't even think they knew. Okay? All of a sudden, you're there talking, and then the person's like, okay, next round. I'm like, bitch, I've been here like 2 minutes. I asked one question. Hold on a second.
Well, I guess it's speed dating.
The times were not equal. Okay? There were certain times where I'm like, all right, I'm ready to go.
Uh-huh.
And other times, like, no, we're good for a minute. Give me some more time with this woman. Anywho. There's 2 highlights of the speed dating for Steve. One is that a woman left halfway through because when I went to her table, she was not there. So she just decided, I've seen what I need to see and I'm out.
I've seen what I needed to see. That is, again, and she knows that there's way more guys than girls. And it's just like, fuck all of you. I do not care.
She looked around and was like, no, it's going to be a no from me, dog. And just.
There's no way that that it was that bad to the point that she needed to leave halfway through.
I'm just telling you.
Did you talk to some of the other guys? Were they like, was it Slim Pickens on the male side?
Yeah, it wasn't a great showing from our gender either. if we're being honest.
It was lose-lose if we're being realistic.
It was a collection of you know, Island of Misfit toys, if you will, you know?
Cute.
So I like, and part of her, she's like, I can go do something else tonight at this point if I leave now. Whatever.
Yeah.
But she should be blacklisted as far as I'm concerned. You can't leave in the
all
middle.
All of these people should be blacklisted. All of the girls that didn't show up, blacklisted.
Blacklisted.
Leaving, blacklist.
Get her out.
Straight to jail.
Banned for life. No more speed dating. Pass it around the speed dating community. Excommunicated. Yeah. Out of here. Never get to see you again.
Get fucking fucked.
All right. The second part was that I, trying to be a good speed dater, was like, I need to create a list of questions that I can just have to go to in case the conversation runs flat, because this is my first experience.
So professional.
Thank you very much. I don't know how long I'm going to have. I don't know how, you know, interesting she's going to be to ask questions. I don't know where the interview is going to fall flat, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wrote a list of 16 questions, and I actually like curated this list of like, very interesting questions. I messaged all the girls that were on this season of The Bachelor. Hey, what great questions to ask. And a few of them got back to me. So thank you, ladies of The Bachelor. And I go up to this one woman. Hi, nice to meet you. Her name was redacted for her own protection. And she's like, oh, what? Hi, how are you? I'm like, great. Is this your first speed dating? She's like, oh, I've done one before. I go, that's great. So, and I pull out my phone. I go,
riveting.
Great. Great introduction. I have this list of 16 questions, 15, 16 questions that are just random questions. You know, would you like to pick a number 1 through 15? And, you know, I'll ask you that question. She goes, I don't want to do that. Let's just talk.
She sounds like she'd be a blast at parties.
And so in my head, I go,
no.
So where are you from?
That's probably a question.
That's what I said out loud. I go, so where are you from originally?
Oh no, Steven. That's so frustrating.
I was so checked out. I was so checked out.
Yeah.
I was like, how, first of all, how dare you? I have a, you don't even want to see the list of questions?
Question, yes. From my list of questions in my head. First one, did, after she said she didn't want to answer the questions, did she like try to make some sort of conversation past that? Or did she just be like, I don't want to do that?
That, it was more of that, right? Just like a real good way of selling yourself. Just like, oh.
Fuck people. People are garbage, aren't
It was
they?
Awful. And then she continued to just like, just dig her own grave. And I'm just like, mm-hmm. Yo, where's that bell? Feel like I've been here for 6 minutes at this point. You want to ring that bell, lady? What a strange one that this is the longest one you've left me on at this point.
Oh, fuck.
It was horrific. Horrific. I did not care for it at all.
Any matches that you've reached back out to? Is there like going to be a part two here?
There might be a part two. There was Ooh. Two people that I have
two,
contact
Steven.
Information
Oh my
for.
God, he's a bachelor.
Well, no, no bragging. But here's the more upsetting part. Are you ready for the more upsetting part?
It's more, it gets more upsetting than it was.
Believe it or not, it does. But are you ready for it?
I guess.
There was two women that as they walked in, I was like, oh, I'm interested in seeing these women.
Mm-hmm.
And as we're finishing out the speed dating, I realize I have one round left. And I'm like, I haven't seen either of these women yet.
Yeah.
And so as I'm going to my next last round, I clock one of them and I see her name. And so I go, oh, it's Emily or something like that. And then I look at my phone because they tell you where to go in your phone. And I notice my last round is not Emily. And it's not the other girl because I already saw her name and she's not the last girl on my phone.
How is this happening, though?
I have no clue because there was more men than women. So in my head, I was like, oh, we have to take breaks because there's too many men for the situation.
Yeah.
But we'll still cycle through everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Incorrect. Incorrect entirely. So the two people I was most interested in seeing, I didn't even get a chance to talk to.
Ugh. You didn't talk to either one of them?
No. I went to the last one. I'm like, you're not the one I wanted to see here. I think I might have said that to her. I don't know.
I mean, at that point, who gives a fuck, you know?
At that point, I was so checked out of like the whole kind of process. But I said to the lady as I'm waiting for the next last one, I go, I don't think we're getting to see everybody, right? And she's like, no, you know, there was more people this time. The numbers didn't shake out in my head. I was like, but if all the women showed up, I wouldn't have seen even more of them, right?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. That doesn't make any sense.
I was like, did I just get scammed in speed dating? What's happening here? I feel like I just got totally scammed in speed dating. So I'm getting my my tab to check out.
Mm-hmm.
And I see one of the two leave almost immediately, right? And
yeah.
I was like, okay, whatever.
She's like, fuck this.
She was like, I wanted to leave halfway through, but I'm a good
uh-huh.
person.
Yeah.
And so the other girl is off to my right, sitting at a table with a guy who was talking to her before this whole thing started. And this guy, for lack of a better term, has boxed her in.
Okay, I know exactly what you mean, yeah.
Right? Yeah. And he's just like talking to her the whole time. 100% trying to claim.
Yeah.
And she, let's just say, based off her facial reactions, was not interested at the beginning of the day. And was clearly not interested at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
But I think she was too nice to be like, get out of here.
Yeah.
So I'm getting my bar tab mix. And I'm like, do I pull a bachelor move here? And just go, hey, can I steal you for a minute? And I'm thinking, I was like, can I do that? Do I have the balls
yes.
to do that right now? And
yes.
I'm like, yes, you do. Yes, you do. Just sign your bar tab.
Uh-huh.
And go over there uh-huh. and say, hey, I'm sorry. Can I steal you for a minute? Just like The Bachelor, right? Just like The Bachelor.
Amazing, amazing, amazing. Edge of my seat.
So I got my pen. I signed my bar tab. By the way, there's karaoke going on the other side of the bar.
Oh, God. Hate.
Let's just state that for the record.
Hate that.
So I signed my bar tab, and I'm looking over, and I go, okay, this is where we're going to do it. And all of a sudden, the new karaoke song comes on, and it's I Can't Get No Satisfaction from the Rolling Stones. And this guy just starts belting this song as loud as humanly possible.
Ick.
And ick is right. The bigger ick is he teleports himself from the karaoke side of the bar all the way and basically becomes like an NFL defensive lineman between me and the table, just screaming, I can't get no satisfaction. He's moved all the way over between me and potential Mrs. Future Stephen LaFranc,
yeah,
and gentleman who's boxed her in, and is screaming, I can't get no satisfaction, which felt like 8 minute long song. I don't know how long it really is.
I feel like it's just him saying, I can't get no satisfaction over and over and over again.
You would be correct. I don't think there was any other words.
Nobody was satisfied. Absolutely no one was getting satisfaction at any point in time.
I was feeling very unsatisfactory in that moment. And I go, Okay, I'm going to wait for this lunatic to finish singing. He finished singing. He walks back over, hands the mic to another loser. And then I'm like, here we go. Here we go. We're doing this. And I walk over, and you know, as you're like about to do something, like all these ideas come through your head, and I go, I can't believe I'm about to pull a bachelor move. I'm really going to fucking do this.
Fucking
let's go, man. Let's go.
Let's go.
And the guy is still talking to her, and I go, hey, man, sorry to interrupt. I said, I didn't get a chance to talk to you. I really wanted to talk to you. Do you have 5 minutes? Can I just steal you for 5 minutes? And literally her phone lights up. I see her phone light up. She shows her phone to me. She goes, my Uber just showed up. I'm very sorry. You gentlemen have a good evening. And I kind of panicked and was like, yeah, you, great, you, have time, you, great, have, see you, bye, life. I think that's what I said.
That, did you just want to punch that fucking guy in the face?
I was looking for, where's the Mr. Satisfaction guy? I'm ending you.
I feel like you should have punched the other guy in the face. The Mr. Satisfaction guy sounds like he was just blackout drunk and trying to get some satisfaction, and nobody was getting any satisfaction. But Mr. Boxing guy sounds like he needed a nice little 1-2 to the face.
And listen, Mr. Boxing guy, just know where you rank, honestly.
I'm sorry, but
just know that it wasn't happening for you and just moved on.
I find it very hard to believe that people like... in those situations can't read the cues, especially girls that are yes, I'm sure that she was being nice and tiptoeing a little bit, but I say a lot, and like you can tell in someone's eyes when they no longer want to have a conversation with you. This is also outside of speed dating or dating in general, just people. How is there not like, do we need to have like a social cue course in college or something? Like, I don't understand how there's like such a disconnect with people. I'm being like, I don't like you. I don't want you to be here. Get the fuck out of my face.
Her eyes were screaming it.
Yeah.
Her eyes were like kind of looking at him like,
mm-hmm.
Time to go.
Yeah.
Leave me alone now. You tried this at the beginning. You're trying it now. Please leave me alone. There's a funny gentleman by the bar there that would like to talk to me.
He looks great. He's wearing pants dress shoes.
Both. And a brown belt to match the shoes.
Ah! I mean,
unbelievable.
Well, I'm glad, I guess, that you got two people, but it really doesn't sound like you like them that much. So,
I mean, listen, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. There was not enough time to make a decision. That was my biggest thing is like, do I need to do more work to figure out if I want to see these people again? Like, I didn't get enough time to go to make a real informed decision about it. And that's kind of what I feel like speed dating should be. I should be making a more informed decision.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't feel like there was like a structure exactly to the time. Because I think as we're moving to the next table, which could be all the way across the bar, the timer is already going, and then you're waiting for the other person to get there, who might have been held up by some jackass continuing to talk to him or her.
Yeah.
But you're already losing time. It's not like everybody here. Okay, your timer starts. So.
So.
I did it.
Conclusion.
I did it.
Would you do it again?
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. Not terrible.
I don't know if I would do it with that group and that company, but I would potentially do it again just to see.
Take a breather, collect yourself, get some satisfaction, and then try again.
Maybe I just like go right back into it, though.
I think maybe you go to the karaoke side of it and then just kind of like come in when you feel like.
Just go in and cock block?
Yeah.
Out of just
fuck walk. It.
I don't even show up for the speed dating part. I just show up for cock blocking later.
I see no problem with that. Honestly, like, at this point, fuck it.
I see a guy like eyeballing a girl. I'm like, no, let me go sing karaoke right in front of his face so he can't go hit on this girl who clearly wants nothing to do with it, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was my weekend. How are things with you? How's Walter the Cat, the internet superstar that he's soon to be?
Listen.
Oh, no. Oh, what's going on with Walter?
I love my son. Do not get me wrong. His stupid little fucking face makes the world go round. But I have been having, this is now week 3 in a row of me having an issue with Walter. First of all, to be very clear, Walter is completely fine. He is healthy. He is good. But I have had him for a year
now. I don't like the way this started. I don't like the way this started. That's not usually how you start a conversation where the animal is fine. Let me be very clear. I did not sleep with that hooker. But let me tell you why you might have thought I slept with that hooker.
Well, because I've been to the vet 3 weeks in a row. And it's not because anything's wrong with him. It's because I've had him for a year. And we need to take him in every year to get his blood work and stuff. Just make sure he's doing everything good. Everything looks good on the outside. Checking all the innards to make sure that they're working.
Please don't use that term again.
I will do it again. I will not stop.
The innards? We need to check his innards? What is he like?
Need to check his innards.
Is he a Thanksgiving turkey? His innards?
He could be. I tell him sometimes when he's next to me, I discuss all the different ways I could cook him. And so Thanksgiving roast has come up, but anyways, so we took him the first time 3 fucking weeks ago, and my cat is very sweet, but he does not like being detained is the best way I can describe it. He has
whether
never
lovingly or non-lovingly detained. He does not like it.
Yes. He does not hiss. He does not like scratch. He doesn't bite. He's never done a mean thing in his life because I honestly think he doesn't have more than 2 brain cells. But he is very squirmy. And so this vet that I go to, they're very good up until this last one. And they don't really want to stress him out. So we went there. They did all of the outards checks and he was good. They were like, we want to check his innards. And so they were like, we're going to take him to the back and get some blood work. And I was like, good luck with that. So 5 minutes later, they come back and they go, yeah, not going to happen. Said, of course not. And they said, we're going to give you this stuff. It's called gabapentin, which actually I found out later that they also give to like human beings to do the same thing. They were like 100 milligrams of gabapentin. I want you to test it this week at some point. And then when you are coming in, you give him one of it at the night before, and then one of it like 2 hours before you're going to come in so that it kind of compounds. Great. We come home 4 or 5 days later. I think it was like a Thursday. We were like, fuck it. Let's drug our cat. You know, happy Thursday. So
lovingly for the people just joining.
The vet told me to.
For science.
We drug Walter. He is conked. No longer with us. Except for he does have a pulse.
Okay.
But like nothing. He's like tongue out at one point.
I was about to ask. Was his little tongue out?
Totally. So my fiance and I are like, okay, he clearly gets conked on this. When Sunday rolls around to take him to the vet, or Saturday night, I'm like, should we drug him? And we were both just like, we don't want to give him too much. You know, it clearly worked the first time. He'll be fine. Like, it was to the point where we could, like, lift his paw, but it would just drop. You know what I mean? Like, not there. So we agreed that we were just going to give it to him 2 hours before the vet visit. We do that. We take him to the vet. It's a no-go. They're like, you got to do it in the morning and at night. We're like, okay, fine. So this week rolls around. Last night, I planned it perfectly. Give him the first dose of gabapentin. I go to bed. He is running around.
Oh, no.
Full-blown sprinting. And I'm like, he ate it all. It'll hit him eventually. I go to bed. My fiance comes in, brings him in. He's knocked out. Everybody's sleeping. We're all good. I wake up early because we were going to the vet at like 9. I wake up at like 6:30 to
hit him again.
Yeah, to hit him with it again. Now at this point, he is on to us. So he loves his churros. And he typically will like go absolutely feral for them, but he started like smelling it and kind of looking at me, and I was like, it's okay, you got it. So it got to the point where I had to like put it on my finger and wipe it on his nose to like force him to lick it off his nose, but I got it all down. We go to the vet. My fiance Chase. This is today. We go to the vet. My fiance Chase is like, honestly, he's in his little carrier screaming. And Chase is like, I don't want to go in there. I can't like deal with this. I was like, fine, I'll take him. I take him in. The vet tech comes out. She goes, oh, is this Walter? I said, yeah. She goes, okay, like we're going to take him back. I said, okay, Godspeed. I'm just letting you know. He's not knocked out at all. She's like, this is the part that I think you're going to love. She says to me, well, the goal isn't to knock him out. It's to calm him down. As he's screaming next to me, she's telling me this. Yeah. I was like, okay. Like, quite frankly, I don't give a fuck. Whatever you gave him is not working. And she goes, you know, I really think that we should manifest that this works.
No.
She said that to me.
You're changing the vets. You're changing vets. We are not going to vets that are trying to manifest thing for animals. We're just not like, doing that.
My brain goes.
This is what people think is wrong with Los Angeles.
It was the most Los Angeles experience I've had, Steven. Like, truly it was. So I go, huh? And she goes, you know, Walter here can feel that you don't feel like the medicine is working. So why don't we sit here for a second?
No.
And let Walter know that he's safe and that he can, you know, stay calm to get this blood work done. And I look at her and go, okay, good luck with that.
Okay, and Rebecca with two Ks, get the fuck away from my cat, you crazy person.
She takes him back. I'm sitting there. I can still hear him screaming.
Meow! Meow!
Yeah, meow! And I'm just like, it's not going to happen. And so about 5 minutes later, guess who comes out with the bag?
Miss Manifest Crystal Lady.
Yep. She looks me in the eyes, looks down, and looks at me again as she's walking and goes, you were right. I go, oh, no, the manifesting didn't work?
Fuck you. You did do that.
I did. Wait, you think I'm not going to do that? Are you kidding me? You can't tee me up for that shit.
Oh, the manifesting didn't work? Are you saying my cat is not hot enough to manifest?
And the woman that was behind the desk, like, kind of, like, laughed to herself because she heard that whole first interaction. Yeah. And she was like, well, you know, he's
we didn't give it
good.
24 hours for the manifesting to really settle in with the medicine.
She's like, you know, he's really good. He's not mean, but he just is really squirmy. I go, kind of like I said when we came in, right? Yeah. She goes, yeah, you were right. And I go, louder for the people in the back, but okay.
Wow, what an experience. What an experience. So
I have to bring him back again.
Oh, God.
Fourth time, and they want me to double both his nighttime and his morning one.
I think you should be going to a new place where they just give him a tranquilizer like everywhere else does.
Well, that's what
you have taken them to the wrong vet.
I did. You're
taking them to a manifesting vet, and they're like, oh, this is like herbal medicine. It's got melatonin in it that'll make you sleep really well.
So now I have to drug him again. And she goes, okay, so could you come in on Friday? I go, I'm giving this guy a break. We can manifest that he needs a week off, okay? So I'll see you in 2 weeks.
Awful.
So I'm sure I'll have an update on it, but my cat is undruggable, just like his mama. He has the tolerance of a king. And they're going to have to shoot him with a tranquilizer, because I really don't think that this is going to work, but we'll see.
Yes, yes, yes. Wow.
God love Walter.
God love Walter. Also, God love Mrs. Peaches, who you're wearing Miss Peaches merch
Miss
today.
Miss Peaches.
How? Why did you stab him, Miss Peaches? Oh, no.
Miss Peaches, you cannot set off a nuclear bomb, Miss Peaches.
Oh, Miss Peaches.
Tummy tax.
Miss Peaches, that's a revolver. Oh, no, Mrs. Peaches.
Oh, fuck. Shouts out, Miss Peaches. Shouts out, Walter. No shout out to the manifesting vet.
God, can you imagine? Maybe that was the girl that I got saved from at speed dating.
No, she was not cute. You would have not been interested.
Okay.
I'm surprised that she was saying manifesting. She was not hot. There's no way that it's been working for her.
Oh, my. Maybe that's why she's like, if a cat can do it, I can do it.
I mean, Walter's hot, so I get that, yeah.
Obviously. Fair. Well, let's move to another segment here, boys and girls.
Okay.
We're just going to keep going through a few things now that we've caught up a bit. I found out at some point that Mixie had a list in her phone of things she irrationally hates. And what we did was we asked you guys for some things that you irrationally hated as well. Mm-hmm. We got some great responses in there, including somebody, let's just say they might have been on a television show that we've talked about in a previous iteration of this podcast. Maybe somebody from that show responded. We're not going to name this person.
No.
But what was their exact response, Mixie, to things that this person irrationally hates?
Yes. So this no-named person, they say that they irrationally hate that their toenails grow.
Let that sink in for a minute. Let that sink in. And you know what? I kind of get it.
I do too. When I got this response, I said something to Chase about it. He said that his toenails has to be cut every 10 days. Now that's my new Roman Empire. Why are you cutting your toenails every 10 days? What are you eating?
Something's wrong with this.
How often do you cut your toenails?
Not every 10 days.
Crazy, right?
But I don't have a calendar.
I mean, I'm not keeping track either, but it's definitely more than 10 days. It is annoying that toenails grow, but I guess it's on purpose. What is the point of toenails? What is the point of fingernails?
I don't know. I'm not a scientist, but they grow and they get trimmed, but not every 10 days. I think your fiance has a toenail obsession. I'll just say it.
I will not let that be out in the ether. I'm going to have to say no to that. I will say that I find them around.
See, there
you
go.
And that makes me want to vomit.
Yeah.
But I still love him, so it's fine. I'll read off a couple other ones that I saw in here. And also, if you would like us to read off your things that you irrationally hate, you can send us a DM. You can comment on this video. You can go into the hotties and post about it, see if other people also irrationally hate it. For a little bit of background, I've had this list of things I irrationally hate for about 12 years. So I could talk about things I irrationally hate for ages. And we'll probably come back to this segment later on if you guys are interested. But for the time being, let's talk about another one. We have people who slide their teeth on silverware.
I don't think I've ever noticed that. But the way you said it makes me think you similarly feel this way, potentially.
Yeah, it depends on the severity of the slide. If they are really like, and then pulling it out, yes. If they're like mouth closed, you know, just kind of like, because you kind of have to at some things that you're eating, you kind of have to slide the silverware on your mouth.
You know
as
what?
As it comes out.
I'm just, you know, sometimes you never have thought about how you do things in life. Like, you just go through life and you're like, I just tie my shoes like this. This is how everybody ties my shoes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I, for the next month, will be thinking about how I eat food with silverware. Do I slide my teeth on it? As you're explaining that, I'm literally sitting here going, because you're like, you know, you put it in, you pull it out. I'm like, yeah. Are there people sliding it like off? Like, if you have like a piece of popcorn chicken, you like bite over it and then you like clamp down and you like pull out like that?
Yeah, that's what I think this person is referring to, because it does say on their teeth. And that I have experienced. I don't think it irks me as much as it clearly irks this person, but it's not fun to watch. Sometimes there is things that like you gotta do that to.
I don't know. But
like a toffee cake where it's like really stuck to the fork. You gotta like.
Yeah, but that's understandable. I think maybe like his example is maybe like popcorn chicken. You're just like oh God, no, I don't like this. I think I'm in the same camp. If I saw somebody doing that, it's like I was watching Love is Blind, which we might talk about here in a little bit. The gentleman on Love is Blind, what's his name? Clay, was like eating soup, but he like brought a spoonful of soup up to his mouth and he like bit the noodle on the spoon. He didn't like put it in his mouth and like, he like brought it up and like bit into a noodle on the spoon, and there were still other elements on the spoon, and I go, red flag.
Yeah,
out of here.
If it's on your utensil, it's all in or it's not, you know?
It was horrifying to watch. I was very frightened for AD, so.
Yeah. I'm going to give one more from the peanut gallery, and then we can talk about ours, because I feel strongly about the things I want to talk about today.
Got it.
Last one. People who don't put their shopping carts back.
Mm, yeah, I've made many TikToks about this. This is the...
I mean, that's like... I feel like there's got to be some sort of watch system where, you know, like a neighborhood watch system, but like for when you're at the grocery store and you can... If you spot somebody doing it, you're allowed to run them over with your car
something. I think we should. We can all get behind that as a country. I think that's probably the only thing we can get behind as a country.
If there was some sort of punishment for them doing it, I think it would stop. If like two or three people got lightly tapped by an SUV in the parking lot, I feel like the amount of shopping carts laying around would diminish greatly.
Yes, I know. There's that guy who goes around and puts stickers on people's cars and tries to publicly shame them. And I think he's had a bunch of near-death experiences from absolute psychopaths who clearly are psychopaths because they don't put their cart back. They're useless members of society who should be shunned and forced to live in an area where there's just random carts everywhere. That's the type of world you want to live in? You go and do that with other non-cart putter backers. You do not live near my Ralph's where you just leave a cart. Literally, I saw somebody leave a cart on the other side of the cart return.
Got
it there? Got it there, sir or ma'am?
You're right there. For me,
are you being chased by a serial killer that you could not complete the task at hand?
For me, it's the people that leave it in empty parking spots.
Oh, God, just jump off a river. Like, jump in a river.
You've got to be fucking kidding me.
God, these people, I'll say, are the lowest members of society.
I would agree. I would agree. We cannot forgive them.
Can you imagine being married to somebody like that who just doesn't put their cart back? And you,
I think
that, you know what? Honestly, Bumble and Hinge should put that as like one of the things. Like, do you want kids? Do you smoke? Also, by the way, on Bumble, on Hinge still, there's like, do you do drugs? That's still a category, by the way, for some reason. Like,
why would it not be?
Well, there's weed and then there's like pills. There's two different ones.
Yeah.
Psychopath behavior.
What is it? Like, please select, do you do heroin? Which kind of spoon do you like to do your crack out of? Like, is that?
I guess.
pick your crack spoon. Do we like the same crack spoon?
One of their things is asking me about how I take my heroin. Yeah, ask me about it.
What's the most embarrassing time when you couldn't find the vein?
True truths and a lie. I always do heroin off the spoon. I ran in the Olympics, and my mother calls me beautiful every day. True truths and a lie.
Can you put that on your Hinge? Can you just make that? Because can't you do your own prompts?
You
just
can.
Put that on there.
Yeah, yeah, I'll do that. I'll do that. Do you return your shopping cart?
I am a top 5 dealer of black tar heroin.
DM me for more information. But that should replace it. Like, I don't want to be dating somebody who doesn't put their cart back. Like, that's an instant red flag to me.
Yeah.
Instant red flag. Like, but here's the thing. I'm not going to know about that until probably, like, a good distance in the relationship.
Yeah.
And we go to, like, Ralph's or we go to wherever we're going, and they just leave the cart. And I'm like, what are we doing?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You are not one of these people. That would honestly make, like, a great Curb Your Enthusiasm episode. I know it's over. But, like, Larry just going, how you doing? And, you don't put your car back? Are you, you just leave your car out?
What do you mean? Better than me? You're just, you don't have to put it away. I do, you don't. Is that it?
Are we just leaving them? Like, it's right there. And I gotta go over?
Well, I want to get into mine because honestly, Stephen, I've had this list for a very, very long time. I've kept it close to my heart. I think I've showed it to you a few times here and there. We've touched on them. I'm sure you don't remember them. So I'm going to passionately get into these. And if you disagree with me, you are incorrect. So
I have two as well for you in honor of supporting your feelings on hating things irrationally. I think people could probably tell I also have things I irrationally hate. But I don't think it's irrational for the things I'm about to discuss. So go ahead.
I don't either. But I think that at large, people do. Yes. I also encourage people to just write these things down in their phone as life happens. It's actually very therapeutic because there's things like what I'm going to talk about where you publicly people aren't going to be like supportive of it and you just got to get it out. So first on my list is fight scenes in action movies. I have yet, and I know this is going to upset people, and honestly, send me your clips. I have yet to see a fight scene in an action movie that doesn't upset me. All of a sudden, the bad guys can't shoot straight.
Oh, yeah, that's very, that's...
All of a sudden, Mr. Hero Man can punch and kick 30 dudes. And also, my favorite part of them is
they have guns.
But they can't shoot them well all of a sudden, but they're bad guys, so they had to have been good at aim at some point, but now just they're not.
Yeah, just don't have them have guns. Like, I don't want to see a fight scene where, like, John Wick is fighting people who have guns. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
All of them have this. All of them have this, like, we just all of a sudden can't aim. Or my favorite is when, like, the main guy is fighting, you know, three dudes come in at once, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
3-on-1, which already doesn't make sense and has fully taken me out of the situation. But okay, he's fighting one of them. And then you see this other actor close by kind of being like real
slow.
Am I going
to fight? Yeah, am I going
to
fight now?
Getting ready to fight him. And like, you know, you see him in the corner, like kind of like his shoes untied and he's like retying it. And like, you know, like, what are we doing?
Yeah,
I get it.
I don't get it. Just like that would never happen. They would all fight each other at the same time. Have you seen people get jumped? This is how jumping works. There's going to be like, yeah. When you're ready, when you need a breather, I'm here. I'm ready to fight
you. I'm going
to
fight you after you fight the two other guys I came in here with. Hey. You get them first, and then I'm going to wait for you. Make it nice and fair. I hate it. It makes me so mad. It takes me out of them. I can't watch.
Have you seen the Bourne movies?
Yes, I hate them. I hate them all. I hate all of them. There was one I was watching recently. I think it was like an end of the world or like a zombie movie. And sure, they're zombies, so they're slower, whatever. But there's like 80 of them. And there's this dude, Terminator. Terminators were also like, oh my God, this is just so painfully awful. That one guy, like, it's like face is coming back and he's just walking real slow and they're like sprinting away from him and he's just like, He's not catching you. You're fine. Get in your car and drive. My dude,
drive away.
My dude's drive face away. Is still coming back. What I mean, and he also, again, has a gun that he could shoot you with and is just choosing not to.
Yeah. I also, like, not in the same exact realm of that, but also the things that take me out of movies is, like, when somebody's, like, running, they're being chased, like a woman's being chased. She's, like, running to her car and she's got her keys. And then she gets to the car and she, like, fumbles her keys because she's like, trying to put it in the thing. I'm like, everyone's got key fobs now. Like, for the past 20 years, basically every car has had a key fob.
That's so, like, true.
Like, there are people still, like, she's trying to get in her, like, modern Acura or something like that with a physical key. And I'm
like, they've swung around on the car because it's clearly an ad in there.
I'm like, no, she's got a key fob. Just beep, beep. And then she's in. Like, she's not dropping
them. You don't even have to click anymore. It's just like, just if it's close. In the general area, then you're fine.
Just open the door, girl. She's like trying to get her key in the thing. I'm like, beep, beep. No, just get yourself in the car. It's fine.
I would argue that, like, a 2-on-1 fight scene where one guy comes in the beginning and is fighting and then he's, like, kind of injured and then the next guy comes in would be more entertaining than 30 dudes coming in on one dude and they're all of the fucking bullets are like, vroom, 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 vroom. Like, no.
Yeah. Mm-mm. It's pretty bad because you can tell because they're all wearing the same outfit too, which is like a dead giveaway because I've never run into, like, a bunch of guys all wearing the same thing unless they're playing a professional sport.
Yeah.
You know, like, they're all, like, dressed in the same, like, black or brown thing. Like, they were all signed a uniform, like they were a kid at primary school or something.
It's guy uniform.
It is. And more important question. Can they write that off on their bad guy taxes? You know, are they allowed to do that?
I would assume so. I'd also think that all the bad guys would do their laundry together too, because
that'd be a funny
one big load.
Yeah, that'd be a funny SNL sketch, honestly. Just like all the henchmen hanging out, just like sitting in a laundromat, like putting their things in, and be like
figuring out whose sizes is whose. One guy can't find his pants.
Yeah, Malcolm, did you see my? I had a little bit of blood on the top corner of it. Did anybody?
And then they, like, I feel like Dave always has a lot of extra pants. They go to Dave's locker and there's like 12 pants. Dave's been hoarding the pants.
Yeah. Fucking Dave. Dave's a fucking klepto. Not only is he a bad guy, he's a klepto. He's just stealing from his friends.
I hope Dave gets fucking knocked out after he ties his shoe in the middle of the fight. I hope that's what happens to Dave.
Oh, God.
Hate it. Hate it. Absolutely hate it.
All right. Would you like to hear my first one?
Yes, I am. I'm actually so excited. I've been wanting to do this for forever. I love hating things with people. Okay, go ahead.
I don't think you in America are going to like what I'm about to say.
Am I going to have to fight?
Yes. What are we doing with Gypsy Rose Blanchard? She killed her mother.
Allegedly, what? Actually, not allegedly.
Not allegedly. She did it. She hired someone to do it, and we've made this person a star, and I don't understand what we're doing.
Okay.
Try to defend it all you want, because I know you love her, but every time I see it, they're like, oh, look what Gypsy Rose is doing. I'm like, she also killed her mother.
Okay, listen, you're jumping to conclusions.
I jumped to no conclusions. There was a trial. She did it.
She didn't hire someone.
Okay.
She was involved with a man that was psychotic, and she didn't stop him. Although I have heard rumors that he says that he has more information that she was more involved than she's alleging.
Yeah, no shit.
She was. Listen, I get where you're coming from. It's so funny, though. Like, you're not looking at it from a purely comedic sense. This girl, nothing is better than, I feel like I'm in a time warp when she posts stuff. Because she posts stuff that we were all posting, like, 15 years ago. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, when she put the photo on Instagram of her with the filter, I was in tears. It was so funny. Because, like, she had just discovered that. Yeah. And then, like, took a photo and posted it thinking like, oh, I'm cool, when that hasn't been a thing for 10 plus years.
She's a real life unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, basically, yes, is what you're trying to say when it comes to what she's posting. But people are like, oh, she's a star. They're like, she's doing interviews. I'm like, she helped kill her mother. And we're like, totally, what a star. Live your life, queen. And I'm like, no, we should not be celebrating her.
But Steven, the D is fire. I think we should be more concerned about this guy that she's with. He scares me. What is his, like, what is that about?
We know what it's about. We know what it's about. We should also be concerned with this gentleman. But guess what? We wouldn't have to be concerned with this gentleman if what? She was still in jail for killing her mother.
Steven, she was under the impression that she had all of these medical issues and all of these problems with herself. Like, she was abused, straight up.
Great.
We can agree that she was abused.
Great. Great.
I agree that she needed to go to jail. I'm happy that she's out. I feel as though she has served her time. However,
sure,
the celebrity is strange, but I don't hate it.
There we go.
But I don't hate it.
There we go.
It's
she can
funny.
Leave jail and have her life.
Yes.
But we're like trying to make her into an influencer or something like that.
Yeah,
I'm
it's
like,
hilarious.
What is, are we getting like knife brands to like send her shit? You know? Like Smith & Wesson's like, hey, we got a good one on our hands over here.
Okay,
I don't get it. It is a morbid fascination. It is a very strong inclination that I have that this is just wrong. We're like celebrating this girl. I'm like, no, no.
Yeah, but okay, again, totally. But you cannot tell me that it wouldn't be hilarious if she did like a Zwilling knife commercial.
It would be a very bold social media strategy, but sure.
She starts selling Cutco knives. That is hilarious. That's so funny.
If she went door to door selling Cutco knives, hilarious. Just knocking on doors. Hi. Was wondering if you guys need some knives. You might know me from famously helping to kill my mother. Do you need knives? Can I come into your house with these knives? No. Get the fuck out of my face, Gypsy Road Blancher.
You know they had sex after he killed her mom? Covered in the blood?
I didn't need to know that. And now
she's on a high right now.
Let's go back to another one of yours before before this vein right here that I can feel is about to explode. Just
I get where you're coming from, but I disagree. Anyways, moving on. My next one.
Okay.
I fucking hate getting Mexican food with cheese on it that is not melted.
Oh.
Jail. Cheese should 100% be on Mexican food. And I'm not saying like all of it needs to be like the nacho cheese type stuff.
Yeah.
But if you're putting shredded cheese on my Mexican food, it needs to be melted. And like, I love Taco Bell, but the way that they do their layering sometimes is they do the meat and then the lettuce and then they put the cheese on it. So the cheese isn't melting because the cheese isn't hitting the hot meat.
Yeah, I'm just eating raw cheese at that point, unmelted cheese. That's a great point. I like that. I like that a lot. I don't know if I irrationally hate it. I would irrationally hate it more if there was like other parts of like the chimichanga or the other food that I can't think of, which makes me sound very... yeah. That is melted, right? Like, there's other cheese part of it that's, like, melting and ooing,
goozing it up, honestly.
Goozing it up good. And then they just, like, sprinkle some cheese on the top, like some, like, fucking Kraft taco blend on the top. Which, by the way, I feel like they're all using. That's the bigger thing for me, is, like, let's just grate some cheese at the restaurant.
Blend.
Yeah, but let's just grate some cheese at the restaurant, you lazy sacks of shit.
That probably is part of it, because the processed stuff has like that coating on it that makes it harder to melt. So that is probably part of the problem.
Just grate some cheese. Like you're having all these other people do it. Just grate some cheese, you lazy sacks of shit.
Have you like gone to a Mexican restaurant and you're like, oh my God, I'm definitely not high right now, and I just want some fucking nachos. And they bring out the nachos and the cheese is not melting. It doesn't even have to be like, again, doesn't need to be the nacho cheese sauce.
Send it back.
Put it back. Put it in the microwave. Honestly, don't tell me. Just, I need it.
Put it in the salamander. Just melt it. But I would send it back.
Excuse me. And hold on. And salamander?
Yeah, that's what the thing is called.
That's a type of lizard.
It's a salamander.
What? No, here we go again. Here we go again. No, it's not. That
it
is a
100%
lizard.
100% is. You put it on the broiler in the restaurant.
That's
is
a
called
broiler.
A salamander. It's a salamander. She's going to look it up. Let's have her. Let's all watch as she figures it out.
What
shall we?
Is a salamander.
In the kitchen, it's called a salamander. I'm really hoping that. I know that it's also that. I'm not an idiot.
Well.
Hey.
Okay, salamander.
Kitchen. Salamander kitchen.
No. Also, no. No. Sure, but no.
But no? Sure, but no is not, that's not how this works.
Because I'm thinking of that, like, when they're in Domino's. Right? And there's like that conveyor belt thing.
Okay. I just basically quickly Googled, for those of you who want to be part of this, when she said, sure, but no.
Sure.
When you Google salamander and then you start typing kitchen, there's like 80 responses that Google fills in for you. And she saw what it was and she's like, yeah, but no. No. I don't want to be wrong with this.
I saw what I needed to see.
Yeah.
It's a no. From me, because don't name two things that are completely different the same thing.
How about tea?
Irrationally hate that. Irrationally
tea?
Hate that.
Do you rationally hate tea? A tea or some tea? Because I brought both.
What?
Tea.
The letter or the drink?
Or a golfing tea.
I'm mad.
It's from Scrubs. It's from Scrubs. Where Dr. Kelso asks, he's like, do you have some tea? And his like little assistant who follows him around goes, a tea? And he holds up a golf tee, or some tea? And he holds up it like a little carafe of tea. He goes, a tea or some tea? Because I brought both. I just remember it very vividly.
I'm mad. You're mad. Again, on the list. Things that have two names that mean completely different things. Things that have the same name.
It's not helping your case.
I'm just mad. I'm just mad, so I can't focus. That's upsetting. Salamander?
Yeah, it's a salamander.
Nobody wants a salamander in their kitchen.
Well, they're in all of the kitchen that restaurants you go to.
Boo.
It's not the cute little ones that people have in like little tanks. Also, listen, I should not be going to anybody's house that's above the age of 24 that has like a tank with an iguana or snake in it. No. We're not. No. No. You're
Are you
not
pet shaming.
Yes. You should not have, as a grown adult human being, a snake as a pet. That is terrifying. No, I don't want that. Hard pass.
I
sorry.
I can't.
That was a sidebar.
With that.
Not even on my list, but I'm not
it
signing up
on
for
your
anybody
list.
Who's got that.
It
Ladies, if
your...
you go into someone's house. And they have like a tank with like a sun lamp in there. Fucking run. For the hills.
I had a friend that had like 5 rats.
Yeah. Terrible decision for anybody that dated this person.
What is happening? She had great tits though. So like I get it. But
hold on. It was a she? She had 5 rats?
5 rats. Fantastic rack though, Steven.
But that's the only way she got away with it is because she had great tits.
Okay. If I send you a picture, can you tell me if you would still bang her if she... Cause
are you going to text it to me? Text it to me.
Is five rats when you look like this a deal breaker?
Okay. Let's see. Let's see what Mixie decides to send to me. This is a really good question. How hot would this person need to be for me to still want to have sex with them when I walk into their house and they have five rats?
Rats. Oh, there's a picture of me and her together.
I'm waiting on the... Listen.
She's got a belly button ring. Does that help?
Oh, God, it does. Damn it. Oh, no.
Okay, I sent you two pics.
Okay. All right, here they come.
One's more face and one's more body, yaddy, yaddy. You're fucking the rat girl, aren't you?
Yeah.
Five of them. Yeah.
Can it be at my place?
No. The rats are in the
room. I gotta go to the... No, the rats are in the room? The rats are in the room,
but they're in their little glass cage, but you can hear them scratching.
No, I don't think I can do it.
Look at her boobs again. He's fucking the rat girl. He's doing it. You're lying to yourself if you're not fucking the rat girl.
Probably.
You're fucking the rat girl. There's no way you're not fucking the rat girl. How can we describe this to our audience? If Kaz had five rats.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'd say she's Kaz level high.
She's maybe, but I don't know.
The rats are throwing you.
The rats. She's listen. She's very attractive, but like,
yeah, rats.
Yeah, I might be fucking her. I'm sorry.
You're fucking her. I don't even know why we're even pretending like you're not fucking her. You'd fuck her with the rats running around at that point.
No, how dare you?
Yeah.
No, rats out of the cage. No shot. How dare you?
Rats out the cage.
No.
Fucking her.
No.
Look at her boobies again.
No, I've closed it. There's no way. There's no way. The rats in the cage, it's really close. It's really close. But out of the cage, no. No shot in hell.
You just hear him scratching just a little bit.
God, that's the worst part. Like, yikes. Oh, God, I don't want to think about it.
Ugh, they're like full rats, too, because like she's feeding them. They're like, they're not like...
They're big? They're not like little... No, I think I'm going to have to...
You're fucking the rat girl, and you know you are. This does not affect the decision
at
all. You're a liar.
Can she turn off the lamp to the, like, cage area?
No, they need to live.
No.
Yeah, you're fucking the rat girl. You are. It's fine.
I don't think so.
It's okay. You're fucking the rat girl.
You're just saying it's fine. It's okay. You can leave
me
here.
You don't have to be ashamed of it. You're fucking the girl that has rats, and it's fine.
Hold on. Does she still have rats?
I don't know how many she has left. This was probably about 8 years ago that she had five rats.
What was she thinking?
She liked them. She would send me videos of them crawling on her head, and I told her I wouldn't talk to her anymore.
No, I'm out now. No,
you're fucking the rat girl. You stop pretending like you're not fucking the rat girl. You're fucking the rat girl.
Let's move on. Let's move on. Here's the last thing that I have on my list, and it. Listen, if you follow me on TikTok, you've already seen this. This take has over 2 million views at this point now.
Drop it.
Follow me at HugeSNLFan. If you follow us on Instagram, I posted it over on the Right Realities thing. Mm-hmm. It's that Love is Blind needs to have more uggos. We need to really lean in to casting uggos on Love is Blind. I want to see... some like nines and 10s, because everybody on the show is relatively attractive. There were people in the comments being like, I don't know. I'm like, versus the general population that I see out day to day, these people are attractive. I don't know where you guys are hanging out that these people aren't attractive, but I'm in Los Angeles. These people are still attractive. What I'm saying is keep your 8s, 9s, and 10s, but give me like some 2s and 3s in there too. Like, really lean into some uggo casting.
Full-blown uggos, not like a 50-50 uggo. Because I will say there's not any full-blown uggos.
Right.
There's
maybe
some
like,
people,
border. But... There's, like, but 90%. And I'm supposed to be like, oh, the two hot people like each other. Oh my God, what a crazy thing. Love is blind. Oh my God, Clay and AD are attracted to each other. Oh, they're both hot. What are the chances? Because we know if AD was not like a 9 and she was like a 6, Clay's out of there.
Yeah.
Clay's out of
there.
He
made that clear. He made that clear in the pod. So.
Exactly my point. So you had an opportunity to pair Clay up with an Uggo and you missed. You missed your opportunity.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. I think the show would be this season is probably one of the most entertaining ones that they've had in a while. And I think it would have been even more entertaining if there was some full-blown Uggos. But you run the risk of two Uggos meeting up, and then you're just watching two Uggos on your screen for an entire
And then we fall in love with the Uggos. We fall in love with the Uggos.
Can
and
we
I think
fall
so-
in love with the Uggos?
I think we do fall
what
in love with the Uggos.
What, do you think you're better than me because you can fall in love with the Uggos?
I do think I can fall in love with the Uggo. A lot of people in the comments were also saying, oh, we should have like some regular everyday people with normal jobs. And I go, no, we shouldn't. We shouldn't. Y'all are boring.
I feel like we do, though. That already exists.
But like regular people are boring. I have to state it. Regular medium people, besides me, obviously, are boring. They don't make great television. Okay.
Yeah.
And so we need the stakes of a hot person meeting an Uggo. I don't need to see a whole bunch of like normal people with regular jobs do Love is Blind on television. It's giving me nothing. I would rather watch paint dry than these medium people talking to each other through the pods. Guess what? It would be like watching me go speed dating last weekend. It was really boring to watch if you were just hanging out at the bar. A bunch of people, I don't want to answer that question. Can we just talk? Sure, where are you from? That's what you would see.
I stand behind you wholeheartedly. And when the next season has Uggos on it, we can all thank Steven
right
for
here.
Voicing this for the people. I feel like we could make some other hot takes on how to fix other reality shows. I mean, we've helped the challenge on countless occasions.
Tremendously.
We've hit up All-Star Shore, too. We've fixed some of their stuff.
In the future, we can do fixing reality television and stuff like that.
Yeah, send us reality shows that you want us to fix.
Oh,
and
my God.
And we can fix them.
What a great idea. Send us those. Send us things that you irrationally hate.
Yeah.
If you need advice from me and Mix, good, bad, or indifferent, there was a couple good ones that came through. We're going to hold those, I think, for the next episode. We'll help you out. I already want to answer one of them, but we're going to hold on that. Because I got some great advice for that. But send them in. Either DM us on Instagram. You can do it on the Hot Take Hotties Facebook page or on the YouTube video that you're watching right now. You have any of those things, put them in the comments. We'll get to them. This was a fun little change of pace, Mixed. I enjoyed this. It was just like
too.
A little chat.
Yeah. Let us know if you liked it, too. If there's the other topics or things you would like us to talk about, we are open to any and all ideas. We're just kind of spitballing, seeing what comes up while we wait for the next show we might recap. So
we can play a game. Does Mixie know that this is this? You know, that a salamander is a kitchen equipment as well?
The answer is probably no. But we could play it anyways.
Play it anyway. Maybe submit your ideas for that to me personally so she can't see it and research it.
I will research it if I see it.
She's going to spoil it. She'd be like, oh, I don't want to fuck up with this one. I already
make my parents so proud by being an absolute fucking idiot on the internet. So just keep it going.
Keep it going. Thanks, guys. We hope you enjoyed it. A little change of pace here that we're mixing in. And we'll see you sometime soonish. Yeah. Okay. Bye-bye. We love you.
Love you. Bye.